한 곳 예보고 예보 분수고 아멘. Yesterday in the Armenian church calendar we celebrated the feast of the holy translators. And it is then that we celebrate the feast of Saint Mesrop Mashtots, who is the creator or the inventor of the Armenian alphabet, along with his students Moses Kertov and Yeriche, who helped translate the Bible from Syriac and Greek into Armenian, and they lived in the 5th century. But along with them, we remember and we celebrate David the Invincible, David Anhacht, who was a philosopher in the 6th century, St. Gregory of Nadik, who lived in the 10th century, and St. Nerses the Grace-Filled, who lived in the 12th century. And all 6 of these collectively are known as the Holy Translators. Because so often we think that the Holy Translators were only the ones that translated the Bible from one language into Armenian. But it's not that way. These are all called translators. And the question then becomes, why? Why are all of these called translators? Because they didn't translate many things. St. Nerses Shnohali and St. Gregory of Nadik. Because the question then arises, what is a translator? What does it mean to translate? Today, the word translate means to change one word from one language into another language. To translate means to change one language or one word, into another language. But originally, the word translate, in both English and in Armenian, meant to take something from one place to another place. Translate, this is why it's also transportation, right? Transverse, translate, all these things mean to go across a distance. So this is why if you read the old lives of the saints, it usually ends, the last sentence or two says, and the relics of Saint whatever were translated from Constantinople to Rome. Or they were translated from Armenia to Jerusalem. Because this idea, translation, means to take from one place to another. We refer to the saints as the holy translators because they translated or they took the Armenian nation from darkness and ignorance to the light of the knowledge of God. And we say this in our baptisms. In our baptisms, if you've ever been to an Armenian baptism, we start outside, and then we renounce Satan 3 times, and then we say, Darnamt I Luis Asvaz Gidutyan. May we turn to the light of the knowledge of God. This is what we do. And the holy translators took the Armenian nation from ignorance to knowledge. And they did this through their writings, through their sermons, and through their actions. Anyone who knows 2 languages or more knows how difficult it is to translate. It is not as simple as I used to think, as just taking a word and replacing it with another word, replacing one sound with another sound. That's not how language works. That's not how translation works. But rather, when we translate ideas. We translate concepts and feelings. And unless you live that language, it is very hard to understand what that word means because there are so many nuances to every language, and at the same time, there's a history behind that language. Whenever we translate, it's never going to be exact. And I found this because whenever we translate any language, and I show someone who knows that language, and, oh, this isn't right. This is the word that should be used. This needs to be this way. No, this is wrong. This is how languages work, and people too. We translate concepts and ideas, not words. Because a translation, unfortunately, will always be lacking. The holy translators knew many languages. And they were able to translate into Armenian for the people. But they also knew the language of spirituality. They knew the language of spirituality and were able to translate, take the Armenian people to that language, to spiritual life, to spirituality. And they did this many ways. Most importantly, they followed the example of Christ. And Christ is the greatest of all translators, because Christ was able to translate that which is heavenly into earthly words, into earthly language, so that we could understand. He translated the truths of God, forgiveness, love, and mercy. He took those concepts that were foreign to humanity, unfortunately, and translated them, brought them here so that we could understand it and that we too could learn from his example, his teachings, and the parables that he gave. Yesterday, I was in New York City at our bishop's first Fadana in New York City as our new bishop, Bishop Mesro, Mesro Tzev Bazan. And he celebrated his first divine liturgy at the cathedral as bishop. And it was a beautiful, beautiful occasion. And during his sermon, he touched upon three things. And he said that every bishop has been a translator and also has been commissioned with three important, as he called them, tasks or gifts that every bishop must fulfill. The first is evangelism. He said we must evangelize. We must be witnesses to the gospel and to the truth in a world that is full of lies and pain. We must evangelize. Second, he said spirituality. We must be able to translate spirituality from the lives, from spirituality into the lives of people in this world through our actions, through the way we live and the way we keep ourselves. And third, he said love. We must learn to love, because love unites us with each other and love unites us with God. He goes on to say that love is the evidence of the faith that we have. No one can say that they have faith and hate their brother or sister. This is impossible. They are diametrically opposed to each other. If you love, then you cannot have hate. And if you love, then you have faith. And this goes not just for our brothers and sisters in our church, or in our families, or in our workplaces. This goes for our brothers and sisters of humanity in the world we live in today. Even though they hurt us, they abuse us, they despitefully use us, as Christ says. He says, pray for them. Love them. Each of us, he says, has this responsibility. Not just bishops, not just the translators, but every Christian has the responsibility to evangelize, to bring spirituality to this world, and to love. And if we are going to be Christians, then we must do these three things. In 1 week, we have Armenia Fest. Yes. And there's going to be lots of stress. There's going to be lots of stress in the next week. Lots of people running around. Lots of people giving orders. There's also, in this world today, threats and rumors of war in Armenia. There is also fears of World War III breaking out. And there are many, many other worries that occupy our hearts and our minds today. But I ask and I encourage that we be like the holy translators who were not afraid to go out into the world, who were not afraid to bring evangelism, spirituality, and love into the world, who were able to translate this world into heaven, translate people's lives into a spiritual realm, into a realm where Christ is king and not the prince of this world. Because in doing that, we will be able to translate this world from darkness into light, and give hope to a world who is so desperately searching for God. We must be the holy translators, today and every day. Amen.